Sometimes the snow blows or the chill sets in and it's just too miserable to have school. However, here, classes go on, even when the wind chill dips to over 40 degrees below zero. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agriliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
When you're in charge of the school buses for Fairbanks, Alaska, you go to class regardless of how cold it is.
I have driven school bus at 60 below.
That's 60 degrees below zero. Tom Perry was in charge of the school bus fleet for many years here.
Fairbanks has one of the three contracts in the nation that require the buses to be parked in a bus barn heated to 40 degrees above zero.
These school buses will cover the entire borough or county, and the North Star borough is quite large compared to the size of most counties in the lower 48 states.
Probably the furthest is about 40 miles. Worst case scenario is probably an hour, hour and a half.
School start times mean kids at the far end of the route are up early to ride.
About 6 o'clock for a 7:30 start in school.
Remember that during December and January in Fairbanks, the sun will be above the horizon under 4 hours per day, so it's not unusual for a child to get on the bus in the morning and off the bus in the afternoon, during dark, or at best twilight. For the most part, the buses run the routes without any trouble from snow or cold, but every district has its days when a bus might die on the road.
Your first priority is to get the kids off the bus, so it's getting another bus there, and then the shop will come out.
Of course, kids don't enjoy waiting outside in the frigid and even dangerous temperatures for a bus. Technology has helped improve the way kids and the buses connect with one another.
Dispatch puts it on computers and TVs so that they can track the bus. Each bus has a tracking system so that they can have an idea of where it's at.
There are challenging aspects to running these routes in the far north of Alaska, but for Tom, it's a place that simply requires a few extra steps to keep the school buses running smoothly. Traveling the countryside in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.